So we've got Caroline visiting all the way from LA. So our special guest tonight. The topic is deepening the connection with your inner being. So a very important, often underlooked, overlooked.
Not underestimated.
Underlooked, underestimated topic. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Basically, we're doing like a Q&A format. So I came up with a bunch of questions about connecting with their inner being. I was nice enough to share those questions with Caroline, so not to make it too hard for her. So she's got some of her answers prepared already. And then if we have time, which I'm sure we will, after we do the Q&A, then we're going to do like a small, maybe like, I don't know, 15-minute, 20-minute hypnosis. Does that sound fun with you guys?
Yeah.
Cool. Any questions before we start? No, you guys are just ready to hear.
Let's do it.
Cool. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to ask Caroline was about, you know, why is, or what is it that really got her on the topic of connecting with your inner being? So, like, obviously, you know, your background or your formal training is hypnosis, but, you know, your main area of focus is connecting people to their inner being. So what was it about, you know, what did you experience? You know, what happened that made you realize that, yeah, this is something that's really important that I want to focus on?
So I think for me, I guess it really started when, after I graduated college or university, I'm not sure what you call it here, but I went to school for wildlife biology, and essentially I just felt really stuck. So it just felt like the more energy I put into it, the more pressure I put on myself, the worse I felt. But I was doing everything that I was told I was supposed to do, and I was like really putting in a lot of hard work. I really think that I was almost a perfectionist at that point in my life. And basically what happened is, a couple years after I graduated, it became so clear to me that wildlife biology wasn't going to work out for me. And I was really scared because it's the only thing I put my energy into. So during that time, I was also living with my dad, which I was like kind of bummed about. And I had just had a relationship that broke up in a kind of traumatic way. So basically I was like really depressed and stuck. So during that time, the only thing I knew to do was to just stop. And in the very brief time that I allowed myself to stop, insights started coming very strongly. And so basically I read a lot of self-help books, you know, I did a lot of meditation, I went for walks, I just did whatever I felt like I needed to do to feel better with no intention of connecting with my inner being. And through that, I found a book that basically was like screaming at me about hypnotherapy, and I just kind of read it like a kid who gets a new game. I was like, ooh, this is so exciting. So I got really into that, and then lo and behold, very quickly, things started to unfold very naturally. And it almost felt like the world was talking to me. And so once I started to trust that, because I pretty much had nothing to lose, fast forward to now, you know, I live in Los Angeles, I have my own practice, I work on my terms, and tons of other synchronicities, like including meeting Nick and Anik and all you guys, that I could have never predicted. Does that answer your question?
Kind of, yeah. So like for me, I remember at one point in my life, I was like in this cubicle job, not where I wanted to be anymore, didn't know what was going to come next. Is that kind of like how you felt when you were like post-university, where everything was falling apart? And like, did you know automatically, oh, I got to go to hypnosis? Or was it like, I'm not sure what I'm looking for, and then like the answers just kind of came?
It was like, I'm not sure what I'm looking for. It was just this feeling of, I guess there's nothing else for me. Like, I guess life is supposed to be hard, or life is supposed to be a struggle, or things just aren't going to work out. So I guess what I didn't realize is that my first listening to my inner being was finally accepting that part and then being open to something new. So I had no idea what was going to happen, or even hypnotherapy. I mean, when I got into hypnotherapy, it was kind of started as a hobby or anything to make me feel better because of what I was going through. I had no idea. You know, I'd become a hypnotherapist and I'd start a practice and I'd be working with people. I mean, obviously I thought I'd be working with animals, so kind of the same thing. But.
Cool.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so when you started doing the hypnosis sessions,
yeah,
that's when like that connection with the inner being developed.
Right, exactly. So hypnotherapy taught me how to listen to my inner being. It taught me how to clear my stuff, and it taught me basically how to tune into myself and the reality that was already unfolding for me. So it was basically just a tool that was the right one for me to connect with my inner being.
Cool. So that's what really started shifting things, and it kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Okay, so, you know, we know a little bit about your story now. So, like, for, like, you know, if you walk into some random person on the street and they were to ask you, like, why is connecting with your inner being so important?
Mm-hmm.
What would you answer? What would you tell them?
Well, it's everything, really. So it's the difference between feeling kind of separate and disconnected and feeling completely aligned with who you are, what you're doing, your purpose, where you're going in life. So I think I've heard you give the example before where it's like, imagine being in New York and trying to find your way around and not having a GPS, just being like, I'm just gonna, hopefully things are gonna stick. That's kind of how a lot of us go through life because it's what we're taught. But I don't know anyone who goes through life that way and feels, yes, this is how my life is supposed to be. Most people have this deep down feeling where it's like, I feel like things are supposed to be easier. I feel like there's more to me than this. And so what I found with the connecting with your inner being is it isn't just about being in alignment with physical circumstances. It isn't just about understanding flow and getting the things that you want. It's also about really knowing who you are and being yourself. Because if you don't take that first step, how are you ever going to know? So I find, like, working with people that the biggest power isn't just knowing that you're connected. It's knowing what your connection looks like and feels like. Because the more you listen to it, the stronger it becomes. And the more you become you. And so basically it's the difference between feeling like you're living this random life where you don't really know what's supposed to happen or what you're meant to do, and living this fulfilled life where you really feel like you're meant to be here and you're meant to discover more and you're not afraid of what's next because you know it's going to be the right thing for you.
So your GPS is guiding you down that.
Right.
Right? So the way you I like that GPS analogy because I can picture what it feels like to try to make my way through New York without a GPS.
Yes.
Versus having a GPS that tell you exactly where you're going, the quickest and easiest path to getting there. So you could compare that to like your inner being, except instead of your inner being guiding you down streets, it's guiding you through life. Is that
right.
Accurate?
Yeah, we're not here to, we're here to have an experience. We're here to discover who we are. We're here to learn about joy, happiness, sadness, relationships. So basically, it's the difference between like being directly in your flow and the path that's unfolding and just kind of randomly bumping into things and hoping something will stick. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense.
And so the connection with your inner being isn't just about being who you are and, you know, understanding where you're going next. It's also about helping you move through challenges and overcome them and actually use them. Because I find that when we do really connect with our inner being, we see challenges and obstacles as in a different way. Whereas when we're disconnected, we see it as like, why is this happening? And that doesn't mean that when you're, you know, super in tune with your inner being, everything's perfect. Of course, you're still going to experience some obstacles. But when you experience them, you realize that they're there for you. They're there teaching you something to get you to your next step. And no matter where you are, no matter what moment it is, your GPS is always there, and that's all you need to listen to. So.
Awesome, yeah, good answer. Anybody else have any questions? Does this make sense to you guys? Can you guys relate to, like, the aspect of trying to make your way through life without the inner GPS? Yeah. So what's the difference between, like, being connected? So you're either connected to your inner being or you're not. Is that correct? So can you explain, like, maybe what it feels like to live your life disconnected versus connected. So what is, first let's look at disconnected. So what does living life disconnected from your inner being look like?
So I think the biggest thing that I see, or I saw with myself and that I see with the people I work with, is that we feel separate. Like we feel like we're here, but we don't really know why and that we don't really belong. And we feel very disconnected from the reality around us, the circumstances and the people in our life. And oftentimes, I mean, obviously, it's, you know, things are more effort, it's a lot of struggle, it's kind of like you're going around the hamster wheel, but things don't really change. And it's almost like we keep knocking on the same doors, but we keep getting the same results. So I guess the simple answer is it's challenging and it's confusing, and it, sometimes it can make us feel really alone in our worst moments.
That makes sense. And it, to me, it sounds like when you're in that disconnected state, you're spinning your wheels, you're efforting harder and harder to try to get out of the circumstances that you don't want to be in, but you're not really going anywhere, and you're probably burning yourself out and stressing yourself out.
Right. And you feel, I mean, I think I can speak for most people, that you feel alone, you feel separate. You feel like, I need to figure this out for myself, like I have to make things happen. Or at least that's how I felt. I felt like all the pressure was on me. So, and you know, there's the other part where when you don't have that sense of purpose or that sense of belonging, like naturally you're not gonna feel fulfilled or happy, I would think.
Okay, so we've gone long enough on the energy of the problem, which is disconnected.
Yes, yes.
So how does it feel once you shift out of the disconnected state into, you know, living life connected to your inner being? What does that look like and feel like?
So I'd say the biggest thing is clarity. Things make sense, and you have this sense of purpose, you have this sense of drive, you have this sense of passion, and you don't have a fear of the future or the unknown because you know it's meant for you. You know that no matter what happens, when you're in the moment, your GPS is right there with you. You know that you're being guided where you need to go, and then it becomes this sweet, beautiful mystery instead of this horror story where you don't know what's going to happen. And the really cool thing about that is then once you start to trust that more and more, that's when your reality also shows you that. So like, that's when the things you desire show up. That's when the relationships you're meant to have show up. That's when the opportunities show up. That's when you really understand what you're passionate about, what you're good at. And that's when you really understand who you are and you're able to be that authentic you. And you're also able to let things go more, because what I've noticed, especially in myself, is that when I didn't really give myself permission to be me or didn't know that was okay, I got really frustrated with other people's stuff. So it's like, so-and-so is doing this, and it's so frustrating, it makes me so angry. And it took a while, but once I realized that, I wasn't angry at them. I was angry at me, that they were doing what they needed to do, and I wasn't. So it's almost like all that anger, all that frustration, all that resentment was really on me because I wasn't actually being who I wanted to be, and I was frustrated that they were. So that's pretty much what I find across the board working with people is like the biggest thing with anger, frustration, resentment, which are all totally okay to feel. But when you dig into them even deeper, it's because that person doesn't feel like they can be themselves, so it's almost like they're reflecting it back to themselves. So I don't even know, I got off tangent, but basically,
no, that's good.
I see, for me, it feels like the disconnection for me felt like I was living someone else's life, and now I feel like this is my life.
So you're in your clarity, you're in your purpose, you're following your flow.
Right.
Would you say that we kind of start off, we get to this place where we're disconnected in life, and is it like all of a sudden as an adult, you figure it out, you flip on a switch, and then it's on forever? Or do people jump in and out of that disconnected state?
Definitely the second one. I mean, well, we're always connected. It's just whether we're listening to it or not, right? So even people who feel completely disconnected, they're still connected, but they're just not necessarily utilizing it. But do you mean like...
So like... Are you connected 24/7? And is it like, are you always connected? Or do you have days where you wake up and maybe you don't do a morning practice and you're not connected?
No, of course not. Yeah. There's plenty of times where I've felt like, where I've cursed spirituality and the universe. But that's the beauty of it too, is that, like I said, we're here to have an experience. We're here to discover who we are. But what I've noticed that's really cool about your inner being and your connection is once you start to listen to it, it also changes or it grows or it expands just as much as you do. So as you go along, it will become more fine-tuned. It will become more obvious to you, like, oh, I'm disconnected, or oh, I'm connected again. But it's a consistent practice, and you'll be practicing till the end of your life, and that's perfectly okay, and that's part of the process.
Would you say the more you're connected, the stronger the connection gets?
Yes.
And the stronger the guidance?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions popping in?
Have I lost you guys?
No.
No, I think they're listening so intently. But... Cool. Is that making sense with you guys?
Yeah.
Do you guys recognize when you're, like, connected or disconnected? Can you guys tell when you're in one state or the other? At least when you think about it? Yeah. What do you think the biggest challenge is for most people in terms of, like, connecting to their inner being?
I'd say, number one, they don't know how. And number two, they don't realize that everything they need is already being sent to them. So I can't even tell you how many clients have come to me and they say, I'm so disconnected, I have a block, I'm stuck, everything's foggy, something must be wrong. And right there in the first session, we realize nothing's wrong. It's just that A, B, and C happened and they thought it was nothing. So like I said with my story, my first inner nudge was, hey, take a break. Hey, read a book. Hey, go for a walk.
So slow down.
Slow down, yeah. So it's pretty amazing because I feel like every person is sitting on this like giant heap of potential and gold, and all they have to do is start to listen to it, and then it becomes more obvious. So just to give you an example, so when I got really into the law of attraction and that kind of reality, one of the things that was told to me that was really important for manifesting was making a vision board. And I knew a lot of people that it was really helpful for them. So I don't know if you know what a vision board is. It's just like, okay. So basically you put pictures of what you want, right? So I, over like 2 years, probably did about 6 or 7. And I dreaded making them. I dreaded looking at them. And
but you did it anyways.
And none of the stuff I wanted like really panned out. And it wasn't until like I really understood my connection that I understood, like, I'm not a visual person at all, and I've never been. And so finally I had enough permission within myself to say, okay, screw the vision board. How do I connect? And very quickly things changed for me. And ever since then, like, that one example was enough for me to be like, oh, I can always listen to what I have. And what's really cool is that, you know, some people are kinesthetic, some people are auditory, some people feel things. Some people just know things. Some people intuit things. Some people sense things. Everyone's different.
Okay, so that's a good point because, like, you know, when you wonder, well, what's that connection like? Is it like, if I'm connected, would I be walking down the street and all of a sudden hear, like, this big loud voice in my head saying, Nick, go into the coffee shop and talk to the lady behind the counter. Like, how so A, is the connection the same for everybody? And you just said it's probably not. So B, like, how can we tell what our own connection is, or how does that, how can that look like for different people?
Yes.